Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to talk about several items, but we'd like to first talk about a new law that is going to be taking effect near the end of this month that could really change how the state deals with DUI offenses. Talk to us about what's going on here.
Well, a new law is set to go into effect on August 25th, and it's going to change the way that first-time DUI offenders are punished in Pennsylvania. The new law will require most first-time offenders with a blood alcohol level higher than 0.1% to have an ignition interlock device installed in their vehicle. Under the new law, most first-time offenders would be eligible to drive with their ignition interlock immediately. Now, the law also applies to drivers who refuse to submit to chemical testing. They will be eligible for the early interlock system after 6 months. According to statistics compiled by the Mothers Against Drunk Driving, nearly 2 million drunk driving attempts have been stopped with ignition interlock devices, including more than 78,000 instances in Pennsylvania between 2003 and 2015.
Another thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is important news for people going back to school and parents who have kids going back to school, and that's the new immunization requirements for Pennsylvania public schools here in the fall. Talk to us about what changes have been brought here.
Yeah, I have a little one starting kindergarten this fall, so this affects my family as well. The Pennsylvania Department of Health recently revised the school immunization requirements for the 2017-18 school year. New rules require parents to get their children fully immunized prior to the fifth day of school, or the students will be excluded from school, whereas parents previously had 8 months to meet school immunization requirements. If the student is in the middle of an immunization series and it's too soon for the next dose, the parents must provide the school nurse with a written plan signed by their health care provider within that first 5 day of school period. For more information, you can contact your health care provider or visit health.pa.gov or call 1-877-PA-HEALTH.
And Representative, I understand that there's several local events going on in your area. Why don't you talk to us about what's going on here?
Well, this has been a busy week or so for my staff and for the community, but a lot of good things going on out there. It was a great pleasure of mine to join my House colleague, Representative Carl Metzger, in hosting a senior expo in Somerset last Monday. There was a very large crowd, information, lunch, and prizes, and I'm just so happy that I got to spend the day with some of my Somerset County constituents out there. Last Wednesday, as part of the National Night Out movement, my office took part in Hoops and Scoops in downtown Uniontown. Congratulations to the East End United Community Center, Fayette County Community Action, Uniontown Redevelopment Authority, the Uniontown Concerned Citizens Association, and the City of Uniontown for putting together what I felt was just a phenomenal event that connected local law enforcement, first responders, and kids from the area neighborhoods. And finally, my staff and I have spent many of the past 10 days or so at the Fayette County Fair, with a total attendance of nearly 100,000 people. Our fair ranks as one of the largest fairs in Pennsylvania. Congratulations to the Fayette County Agricultural Improvement Association and their board members, Bill Jackson, Chris Diamond, John Blaney Jr., Linda Rooker, Danielle Angelo, Dave Biggerstaff, Randy Breakiron, Walter Bumgarner, Frank Matnansky Jr., Chris Pior Sr., Raylin Regula, Anthony Regula, and Edward Stanish Jr. The fair, again, was a phenomenal success, and we thank those on the board for their many hours of volunteer time. I know they're already planning next year's event.
Representative Dowling, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Dowling.